Psalm 123 will be our new psalm of the month for the month of February. Listen as I read it. A song of ascents. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. William Shakespeare describes mercy this way: the quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as a gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. Shakespeare goes on to say that mercy is an attribute of God himself, and that when kings and rulers on this earth exercise mercy, they show themselves to be like God. This is a psalm about mercy. It's a psalm in the context of celebrating the Passover that says of God that he has mercy towards us. The children of Israel longed for and looked for this gentle rain from heaven to fall on them, as we do today. Psalm 123 reveals a very touching portrait of the Christian life. You and I each depend upon God to show us mercy. And so in Psalm 123, we sing to God of this mercy and we request it from his hand. First of all, I want you to notice that you will find mercy in God. It's true that God is holy and that God is just. It's true that he is high and exalted. And the psalm describes him dwelling in the heavens. We rightly emphasize these attributes of God, and we often confess that we are sinners, deserving of God's holy wrath. But if you stop right there with God's attributes, then you have a twisted view of who God is. That's because God also shows mercy. He has done so in the most powerful and the most amazing way, by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to take the punishment that you and I deserve for sin. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. He opened a way so that you and I and all sinners may find mercy from God. So the first thing about this psalm that I would have you take note of is that you will find mercy from God and look for mercy from God. That's what this psalm is. It's ask God to show mercy. It describes us looking to him like a servant watching his master's hand, or a maid watching her mistress's hands. Your Psalter uses the term slave, and I don't want you to be sidetracked by that term or that concept. The idea there is of a master and a servant, and the dependence that we have on God as master. We watch his moves. We depend upon him. So think of that as you ask God for mercy, that your eyes are waiting expectantly on God for the mercy he has promised. The second thing I would have you notice is that you will not find mercy from the world. The children of Israel asked God for mercy, especially when they faced the contempt of an unbelieving world. They experienced the spiritual conflict that exists between those who are trusting in God for salvation and those who do not believe in him. It can take many different forms. The Israelites at the time of this writing experienced the scorn, the pride, derision, and even the outright physical assault of enemies invading Israel. So too, it can take many forms today, even as we talked about, as I mentioned in my sermon last week, that there's scorn, derision, threats to your job, actual persecution, and threats against your life. You will not find mercy from the world. but you will find mercy from God. And so cry out to God. Ask for mercy and deliverance from Him in time of need. Let me also point out again that this psalm is connected to the celebration of the Passover. It was definitely a time of deliverance from worldly bondage and oppression. They were enslaved to Egypt. But more importantly, it stood for deliverance from bondage to sin. Psalm 123 leads you to acknowledge your sin by crying out to God for mercy. Not in an arrogant and demanding way, but in a meek and humble way, like a servant looking to his master's hands. The great thing then about God's mercy is that it is pure and perfect and can't be messed up. God is in heaven. He has the power and the ability to show mercy upon whom He will show mercy, to all who call on Him in faith. That means that when you hit one of those really difficult patches of life, when you come face to face with your own errors and your own sins, and your conscience accuses you, and Satan accuses you, you may lift up your eyes to God in heaven and cry, "O God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And then, because God delights in mercy and because Jesus has laid down His life, you can look to Him with hope. Hope knowing that you will find mercy from God. As we sing this month, may you find that hope and mercy in Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Psalm 123. We'll be using the A selection. I invite you to please stand to sing before the Lord.